for CJLO News, I'm Cédric Gallant. A fund was established by the government of Quebec on Friday that will help victims of domestic and sexual violence. It's a system for frontline workers to use when the victim's environment becomes compromised and unsafe, giving them a chance to leave it quickly. Things like transportation and living expenses for both the victim and their dependent will be covered by this fund. For now, the system will be working in Laval and Montérégie, but will eventually reach all ends of the province. This system will be working 24/7, potentially giving a reliable escape for victims in need. The United States officially announced that the US and Canada border will open for fully vaccinated Canadians on November 8th. These restrictions have been one-sided so far for about 3 months, as Canada has allowed vaccinated Americans to cross the border since August 9th. However, on the American side, some logistical problems are still in place. The CDC are currently figuring out what is an acceptable proof of vaccination and what kind of exceptions will be allowed. But for now, expect non-essential traveling in the US to be an option for Canadians in November. Finally, and not surprisingly, housing prices in Canada are ever increasing. The home price index shows an average increase of 1.7% every month, with a 21.5% yearly increase in prices. However, experts are saying that statistics are showing a light at the end of the tunnel. According to Cliff Stevenson, president of the Canadian Real Estate Association, the market's chaotic state due to the pandemic might finally come to an end. However, it will remain a seller's market. Numbers show a ratio of 60 to 40 on properties that are sold versus newly listed, giving an edge to sellers over buyers. So, expect the housing market to remain cutthroat for the foreseeable future. For more information, go on cglo.com/news.